Jamie, thanks. The next coach to arrive at the podium is P.J. Fleck, the head coach of the University of Minnesota. Fleck entering his seventh season as the head coach of the Gophers. They welcome back 8 all-conference players from last year. The 2022 season ended with a bowl victory in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. It is the 6th consecutive bowl win for the Gophers. That is the longest streak in the history of the Big Ten Conference. Let's welcome P.J. Fleck, head coach of Minnesota.
Good to see everybody. Like everybody said before me, really excited about the 2023 season. I want to thank our athletic director, Mark Coyle, who I think is the best athletic director in the country. I want to thank our interim president, Ettinger, for his leadership and the guidance he's provided us over the last few months. Heading into year 7, I mean, it seems like yesterday, but this is year 7 for us at the University of Minnesota. And it's a tremendous honor to lead the flagship university of our state. Never take it for granted one day. We talk about our program being elite academically, athletically, socially, and then obviously with the serving and giving piece of that. I think we've made strides every year since we got there in all 4 areas. It's a life program, as we continue to talk about. We're talking academically. We'll just skip to all the other stuff. We've had 27 academic All-Americans in the history of the University of Minnesota. 9 of those 27 have come in the last 6 years. I know our staff and Jackie Lanish and her department and Robert Day are very proud of that, as we are too. Athletically, over the course of the last 3 full seasons, I think it's well documented, we have 29 victories, which is almost averaging 10 wins a year, and along with 14 draft picks over the last 4 years. So incredibly proud of our players, not only having the success on the field, but also doing what they came to actually the University of Minnesota for, and that is obviously the academic piece of that. Transitioning into the 2023 year, a lot of you and a lot of the outside sources have considered our schedule the second hardest schedule in America, right behind Ole Miss of the SEC. And so, you know me, I like to take things and be able to give it to my team and let us process it. So we presented it to them in January, basically, and said, hey, listen, this is the second most opportunistic schedule in America, and that's the way that our team has been talked to since January and what we've been preparing for. We've also taken this word. You're going to see we're pretty experienced team and inexperienced kind of combined this year, but we've taken this word poise, and I'm talking about composure and balance, you know, especially with the schedule that we have. We better be a really poised football team. We better be a composed football team. We better be confident, and we better be balanced. And we've taken this word poise and said, this is what we have to do to be really successful in 2023. And then we took it to a little bit of an extreme, and we said, okay, how do we get our message home to our players? So what we did was, since January, they've been listening to the band Poison in the weight room every single workout. And I'm not sure how many are 80s rock fans, but if you ask them what their favorite Poison song is, I'm sure they can actually tell you at this point. We actually got to a point where I meet with our board of directors, which is, you know, a lot of our players on our team who are the leaders, and we meet around once a week. And they usually start the meeting for the first 5 minutes telling me what they need to make the program better. It's their time to be able to tell me what we can do to even make it better. And the first thing that came out of their mouth this summer was, Coach, listen, we get it. We just want a little less poison in the weight room. So we've actually diminished the amount of poison we're playing inside that weight room right now. So it was really interesting to connect our generation with them, with that band. We have an interesting blend of experienced and inexperienced players. Talked about, I think it's well documented, the players that we actually have to replace in 2023. We're talking about 5-year starters, 4-year starters, the Tanner Morgans, the Muhammad Ibrahims, the Mariano Sorimarins, the Jordan Howdens, the T-Times, who are all now moved on to the National Football League. So we obviously have to be able to refill those and replenish that with some inexperienced players who are going to have an opportunity, but that's why you recruit. But when we talk about the experience we have coming back, we've brought 3 players here, Chris Altman-Bell, Brevin Spann-Ford, and Tyler Newbin, that have 18 total years of Gopher football combined, a 7-year player, a 6-year player, and a 5th-year player. So it's going to be a really interesting combination that we have moving forward. This is definitely a player-led team. And we talk about this all the team. Bad teams, nobody leads. Average teams, coaches lead. And elite teams, players lead. This is definitely becoming the offseason a player-led team, and I couldn't be more proud of the guys that we actually brought with us today. And you know me, I always like to talk and give a little tidbit about every single one of those guys that we brought. I'll start with Chris Altman-Bell. I've known Chris Altman-Bell for 8 years. I mean, most guys go to school. He's getting his 3rd degree in 7 years. I mean, we call him Dr. Crab. Chris Altman-Bell, Crab's his nickname. Who will ever forget his touchdown against Fresno? If he has a size 13 shoe, it's out of bounds. Thank God he has a size 12 shoe and stayed in bounds. Or that 19 season doesn't go the way it has. The big catch against Penn State, 19, another big catch and touchdown that he had at Johnson. The one thing I love about Chris Altman-Bell was he was part of the group that we offered once we got to Minnesota to bring with us. And he's matured tremendously. You talk about a young man who's going to be a tremendous father, a tremendous husband, and has grown up a lot through the adversities that he's had. He's getting close to being back to 100% and came back for his 7th year in our culture, I think, which speaks volumes to our program. Brevin Span Ford, you know, it feels like yesterday we were just recruiting Brevin Span Ford, who was 6'7", 208, 210 pounds at camp. And I remember this young man had multiple offers, but he had to keep coming back to our camp. And we're a developmental program, so he's 210 pounds. We're wondering if he's going to be a tackle, a tight end, or a wideout. And it comes to the 3rd time he comes to our summer football camp, and his mom, Jackie, finally looks at me. She bangs the table and looks across me and says, "What does my son have to do to get an offer to the school he wants to be at, his home state, Minnesota Golden Gophers?" I said, "I guess that's it. We're here to offer him." That's all it took, and we offered him, and I think the rest is history. The one thing I love about Brevin is when you watch him with his nephews, we have open practices for all of our families to come to any practice. And his family takes advantage of that, being a Minnesota young man. And watching him play with his nephews, again, another guy who's going to be a great husband, a great father, and just an elite person as he's developed inside our program. And last but not least, Tyler Newbin, who's one of the best safeties in the country, in my opinion. You talk about all these guys. You know, Brevin Span Ford was a 2018 Scout Team Player of the Year. Muhammad Ibrahim was a 2019 Scout Team Player of the Year. We're a developmental program. Tyler Newbin had to sit behind the Antoine Winfield Juniors and the Jordan Howdens, and he's emerged as one of the best college football players in the country. We originally recruited him, you know, as a corner slash wideout and ended up at safety. His dad, Rodney, mom, Sharice, were both student athletes, and he gets a lot of that competitive nature and confidence from his parents. But he has really become the vocal presence on our defensive side of the ball, and he can back up all the charisma and confidence that he has. He missed the last 2 games of the year. I think that's well documented with an injury. But the best thing about him is, as Coleman Bryson, who was a freshman, was his backup, became the bowl game MVP with a pick 6. The first person to meet him almost in the end zone was Tyler Newbin, and he almost got a penalty for running onto the field. And if somebody's going to get a penalty for running on the field, it's only going to be me. So I'm just kidding. That's a joke if you know what I'm talking about. But that's the type of kid he is. That's the type of young man he is. I'm really looking forward to the season. And with that, we'll open up for questions.
Please get your hands up so we can get our mics over. We'll start over here on our right, Coach.
Coach Lynn Harrington with Stay Alive Power 5. How are you doing today?
I'm doing elite. Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. So how big is it for your program to be opening up the season by hosting Nebraska, you know, Thursday night in primetime? And how do you plan on taking advantage of the spotlight?
Well, I just got off the radio with the Nebraska guys, you know, and, you know, I've known Coach Rule for a long time. I have a ton of respect for what he's done. We go back to the Western Michigan days for me and the Temple days for him. He's a phenomenal football coach with a phenomenal culture. And his culture is all about connectivity. And anytime you're opening with a Big Ten opponent, you know it's always going to be a tough matchup, especially when you have a coaching staff like he has and a team like he has. I've always had a ton of respect for Nebraska. Our team always has. And starting Big Ten play right away really kind of gets the season off to a really exciting start right away. And it's going to be a fun environment, Huntington Bank Stadium, and we're looking forward to it.
We have a question in the back.
Hi, PJ. Scott Docterman with The Athletic. Hi, in a story that ran yesterday, there was some allegations that you probably found troubling regarding your program by made by some former players. And there was a reference to a Fleck bank and Fleck coins that could be used in some cases. There's allegations of violating team rules. Could you kind of describe what a Fleck bank is, those Fleck coins, and maybe respond to some of the allegations made?
Yeah, first of all, the Fleck bank, mostly used in 2017 and 18, was an analogy in a team meeting talking about the more you invest in the program, the better experience you're going to get out of it. And as a head football coach, when you come in and you don't know anybody, right, the guys that do really good things are going to have a really good experience. If you're not doing all the right things, you're probably not going to have a great experience. There was no currency ever exchanged. There was no coins that ever existed. It was an analogy simply to explain investment for life, a life lesson of investment, simply that. No one ever got out of any type of punishment for that. And just so everybody knows, in punishing our football team, that word punishing, in fact, our athletic department has taken over our disciplinary type actions. We do not use physical activity to discipline our players at the University of Minnesota. And we have never done that. It's like I wake up early and clean the weight room. And whatever you did, you watch a video on that. If you were late to class, you watch a video on tardiness. You then write your professor a letter. Those are the disciplines we actually have within our program, that our athletic department changed their policies and made sure that no physical activity of any sport could be used as punishment based on what we created as a football team. These allegations are baseless. We have full support of our athletic director, Mark Coyle, and our university leadership. This is a similar story that gets peddled every single year. And the majority of the players have been dismissed or removed from our football team. We also have around a half dozen anonymous reporting avenues within our football program that players can go to if they have an issue. Protection for All, EOAA office, mental health support, SAC, leadership council, and our athletic director, Mark Coyle, gives his phone number, his cell phone, to every single football player to call them if they have any issue. And to this date, there have been zero claims on this issue. Zero. Our program and culture is proven to work on and off the field and is always done in a first-class manner. We're one of the most transparent programs in the country. There are tons of testimonials from past, present, and even future Gophers to support. And that's what Fleck Bank was, strictly an analogy. And with all the other things that were reported, we have explanations on that as well.
We have time for one final question. If there is one, we'll go in front here.
Coach, Sammy Jacobs from Hoosier Huddle. With the new schedule, how important was it to keep those rivalry games that Minnesota's been playing for hundreds of years?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I think, you know, when we all had to fill out, like, what is a nation and a program of, you know, what rivalries mean the most to you? And for us, and we have so many rivalries at the University of Minnesota, being one of the oldest members, but to hold on to the Wisconsin rivalry, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, and the float of Rosedale with Iowa is incredibly important for our fan base, important for our tradition, the pageantry of college football. And I think the Big Ten got it right when you're protecting those rivalries. You're not going to make everybody happy when you're rescheduling everything like that, but I thought the Big Ten did a really good job of making sure we protected those rivalries that I think all of our fans want to see on a yearly basis. And if you don't see it on a yearly basis, you're going to see it very soon. And I think that's what's change is inevitable, and it's been for the better.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
We're all set. Got it. We're the Boat Sky Imago Gophers. Thank you.